This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. If you have suggestions, comments, or story tips, email news@kvnf.org or call 866-KVNF now. Around the Western Slope, more counties are seeking exceptions to state orders about businesses reopening. Mesa County was the first to get a variance from Governor Polis's order, allowing gyms, salons, and restaurants to reopen. Now, as COVID-19 cases remain low in the county, officials are looking to let more businesses expand or restart their operations. The county would like to allow just about any business or facility to open if they can convince officials that they will maintain public safety. So far, Mesa County's variance has created some confusion. Facilities such as Bananas Fun Park and Mesa Mall opened, only to have to close again following clarification from the state. In Montrose County, the Board of Health and County Commissioners have applied to request opening of restaurants, churches, and gyms. The county has seen a drop in new COVID-19 cases to what's considered a steady state of low numbers, and that's one of the criteria that the state considers in determining whether to grant waivers. Montrose Memorial Hospital says it's well-equipped to handle any surge in COVID-19 cases as a result of loosened restrictions. Delta County also is seeking a variance to the governor's Safer at Home reopening plan. However, the number of COVID-19 cases in the county is still increasing, which officials attribute to increased testing. Delta County's plan would be similar to Mesa County's. Restaurants could seat only one-third of their tables, bars would remain closed, and additional cleaning and sanitation measures would be required. Like Montrose and Mesa County, the Delta County Hospital says it has a surge plan in place for a possible increase in cases. Community reaction to the county's plans has been mixed. While many people are understandably anxious to return to work and are excited about the chance to dine out and go to the gym, others feel that it's too soon to allow people to mingle more in public. They point to the sharp resurgence of COVID-19 cases seen recently in South Korea, China, and Germany after those countries eased up on restrictions. Here are the most recent COVID-19 case numbers from around the Western Slope. Mesa County has 53 confirmed cases and no deaths. Delta County has seen 55 cases and one death. In Montrose County, there have been 129 confirmed cases with 11 deaths. Ouray County has seen 8 cases and one death. In San Miguel County, 22 cases and no deaths. Across Colorado, there have been 20,475 confirmed cases, resulting in 1,062 deaths. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken a huge financial toll on hospitals, creating extra expenses at the same time that it's forced hospitals to cancel most elective surgeries and procedures. On May 13th, Montrose Memorial Hospital announced that it's laying off 19 employees and making many other budget cuts. Hospital spokeswoman Leanne Tobin talked to KVNF about the facility's situation.
We're projecting to lose about $5 million for the month of April, and May's going to not look great either. We're working on a lot of things, reduction and delays in spending, reducing or eliminating some of our employees' benefits. Our entire leadership team has taken a 10% pay cut. We've delayed hiring people, and unfortunately we made the difficult decision to do a reduction in force of 19 employees. I was asked the question if there's another surge, if we will be able to handle it, and we absolutely will.
So what kind of financial assistance is the hospital able to get?
We have applied for a line of credit. We are looking at all of the government opportunities that are out there. We've also received money from the CARE funds. However, our auditors have asked us to put those on hold to make sure that we qualify for all of that. We've also been very blessed with some donations. We received a $10,000 donation from an anonymous source. The San Juan Healthcare Foundation here in Montrose gave us $50,000, and many, many generous community members. We are looking to make up about an $8.2 million revenue loss.
So the hospital is now open for elective procedures and other procedures?
We are open, taking all the precautions that we need to make sure everybody stays safe.
So what does the future look like for the hospital?
The hard part about some of the moves that we're making, they're very, very painful at this time, but we're trying to do everything we can to get back up to at least break even normal by the end of the year. And we've got to be here and be financially stable for our community.
The month of May is usually a time of celebration as high school seniors graduate and receive their diplomas. KVNF's Corey Stanton has a report on how high schools are handling graduation ceremonies amid the pandemic.
Delta County School District has finalized a plan for this year's high school senior graduates, and it includes the following protocols. High schools will be offering a drive-in graduation. Each graduate is permitted one vehicle and up to 5 guests per vehicle. Some schools are offering a drive-through to collect their diploma, while others are allowing individual graduates to walk on stage, collect their diploma, and a photo will be taken by a professional photographer. Masks are required for all. Separate of the graduation, most schools are also providing a parade to honor their seniors. Here is Principal Marty Rover from Hotchkiss High School talking about some of their efforts for this year's graduates.
We've put up a few signs in town. We've ordered yard signs for them that we'll give to them as part of our ceremony next week. And just looking for ways to make sure that they know that we're sad and we're sorry that they missed out on, you know, some of the most enjoyable months of their senior year. So we just want them to know that they matter, most of all. After our graduation ceremony on Tuesday, which will take place in our parking lot, we also have a group of parents who have organized a parade through town on the back end of our ceremony. So we anticipate the parade starting sometime around 11.
Neil Schwederman, the parent of Paonia High School graduate and valedictorian Katya Schwederman, teamed up with the town of Paonia and local police department to organize a parade following Paonia High School's graduation that is scheduled for Monday, May 18th.
At the conclusion of the isolated graduation ceremony at about 11:20, the police department and fire department will escort the row of graduate cars from the high school southbound on Grand Avenue all the way down to First, and that will provide an opportunity for the community to support our grads. We have a banner coming to be hung over the street. Students are permitted to decorate their car with their names and what schools they're going to, and then we are at our house making a sign for each of the special awards that are given to graduating seniors to indicate that they have won that award.
KVNF also spoke with Paonia High School senior Sadie Miller and asked her if she had one wish for her graduation, what would it be?
I wish that more people could see it in person. You know, if you have divorced parents and you can only have one car, I mean, it's a hard decision where we have to pick between your health or seeing your kid graduate. So I think that that's also tough for people who have divorced parents who can't be in the same cars together. And so I'm seeing a lot of kids deal with that. Personally, I'm just really glad that we're going to be able to have anything at all. And they're trying to get us caps and gowns. And they're building a stage for us at the school outside and decorating a lot.
Graduation ceremonies for Montrose, Olathe, and Delta High Schools will be held Sunday, May 17th. Paonia and Cedar Edge graduations will be held Monday, May 18th. Hotchkiss High School's graduation will be Tuesday, May 19th, and at this time, Ridgeway High School graduation is currently scheduled for Friday, May 29th. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton.
And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.